In Puerto Rico, Santa Claus is strictly second tier.
My grandmother tells the story how she remembers as a little girl, the first time she saw Santa Claus in Ponce, she cried because she didn't know who that guy was.
Nelson Roman's grandmother from Puerto Rico is now 75, born before the island became a Commonwealth of the U.S.
As Latinos, right, even before the U.S., even before Christmas, we were rooted exactly in that European Spaniard mentality. So because that was brought by Isabel, you know, and Ferdinand from Spain to these island nations.
Three Kings is a festive event with food and presents and music throughout the Caribbean, Mexico, and other Latin American countries. Today, Nelson and his grandmother live in Holyoke, Massachusetts. He's a city councilor and is running this year's Three Kings Day celebration. Nelson says even if you aren't religious, as a child you know if you put hay under your bed for the wise men's camels, you'd wake up to gifts. Before Hurricane Maria hit her home along the eastern coast of Puerto Rico, that's what 17-year-old Mayra Angelique Rojas de Leon and her sister did every year.
But I have never seen a Santa Claus out of school, but I always saw the Three Kings, but they are in horses. Because in Puerto Rico, there's no camels. And I see them once in motorcycles.
When she was little, Mayra Angelique would try every year to stay awake to greet them. She never could. In the morning, she would open her eyes. There was grass all over the place. Her father blamed the camels. And the wise men had left their gifts.
So I always believe in them.
Now it's a frigid day in Holyoke. And Mayra Angelique is sitting in the lobby of a hotel right off the highway. Several families from Puerto Rico are being housed here by FEMA. A month after the hurricane, she started as a senior at Holyoke High School. She wants to stay stateside and go to college. Her mother, Amarillis de Leon, and others from Puerto Rico sitting with them say they'll miss their holiday traditions, the food, the drink, the sweets, and the parrandas, the parties that go from house to house between Christmas and Three Kings Day.
Ensalada de papa, de codito, flanes.
Maybe next year. As of the end of December, more than 800 people from Puerto Rico have come to Holyoke. Francesca Roman, her husband, and their three young sons arrived at the hotel on Christmas Day. Their home on the northern coast of Puerto Rico was destroyed. They appear exhausted. If they were on the island, they'd be getting ready to host a big Three Kings Day party. About 200 people, Francesca and her husband Henry say, they'd make a big pork dish and other food, and they'd put hay outside under a tree for the Three Kings and their camels. But this year, in a hotel, there's no kitchen. They don't know what they'll do, and they don't have pato, grass for the kids to put under their beds. The most important thing at the moment, she says, is we're together as a family. Amarillis, who's been here the longest, tells Francesca she'll show her how to get the kids in school. And she tells them about the Three Kings celebration on Saturday. It's at one of the elementary schools in Holyoke. Three Kings will show up and hand out presents to every child. And this year, special attention is being paid to those new arrivals. One of the Three Kings, his name is Gary, also just came from Puerto Rico. For New England Public Radio, I'm Jill Kaufman.